nerds, and welcome back to your weekly dose of all that is pop culture and nerdom with your three favorite fat nerds. That's right, it's time for the flagship Three Fat Nerds podcast, better known as 3FN. And as always, we are coming to you from the 8122 Production Studios at Dragon Master Games. I'm your host, Rich. And joining me, as he does each and every week, you know him as the... I misquoted his actual role last week. He is not the mayor of Binghamton. He is, in fact, the governor of the Tri-Cities. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Ron.
What's happening?
And, of course, he is the man that does not need an introduction, but yet has the longest introduction in all of podcasting. It's hashtag Big Netty Cool, hashtag Mad Dog Strong Style, hashtag Challenge Accepted, hashtag Diesel Malenko, because he is the man of 1,004 hashtags. He is your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster. He is the leader of the minnows. He is the man, the myth, and the legend rolled into one jolly ginger bearded feller. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Diesel.
This just in, I am announcing my candidacy for the mayor of the Bi-Cities.
Ah, okay. I see what you did there. Well, I think we're going to start off because... Diesel has shaped his entire Diesel's movie Triple Stuff, with the exception of the box office, because you can't do that, around this being women's, we're recording on Women's Day, International Women's Day. So if all the ladies out there that do listen to the show, we do have a female listenership. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And I hope you enjoy that Diesel has taken the time out. And I'm telling you, he's picked some pretty good stuff. A good top three and a movie pick of the week that I know he's in love with. And it just was finally an excuse for him to talk about it. And me and Ron to go, eh. So with that being said,
story of my podcasting life.
and if you know what, I'm going to give a shout out to one of the female-led podcasts that we're friends with, that I enjoy their show much, and they are the Nerdy Bitches. You can find the Nerdy Bitches anywhere you get great podcasts by just searching Nerdy Bitches. I understand it sounds a little... they always complain because they can't do like work, like commercial work, because, you know, people tend to not like the word bitches. But they are fucking awesome. If you guys, I think they're doing Shark Month again now.
Are they?
Yeah, every year they do their own Shark Month, and it does not go up against. No. It's actually really good shit, man. It's really good shit. Stop that, Diesel. What? You just mind your own P's and Q's.
It's so easy when you're chumming the waters. Well,
I'm sorry. Had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Speaking of raping everybody out here, Diesel was raping everybody out there last night on twitch.tv/607podcast. Of course, 2 days ago from if you're hearing us on the normal drop day Tuesday, one day if you're on Patreon, because we were doing the live reactions and commentary for AEW's Revolution pay-per-view, and I'm not going to talk about that right now. Tune in Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/607podcast for the review of that show. Trust me, you will not want to miss it. Or if you prefer to listen to it in podcast form, it'll be Friday here on the Three Fat Nerds Network of Podcasting. But it was nice to have you back for a wrestling show. Yeah. Had a lot. You know what? I guaranteed people that if they tuned into us, it might not be a good pay-per-view, but it would be a damn entertaining time. And I think we delivered.
Oh, yeah.
I think we over-delivered, actually, if you want to know.
Yeah, some of my bits went a little too long, but they were hilarious.
Hey, he should also now be known as the Young Bucks of the podcasting world, or the comedy world even, because you took a good thing and you just kind of stretched it a little too far.
You know, it happens. You know, it's what happens. I had a lot of time to fill in that boring-ass match. And it was nice to see that I could finally trump you when it came to Japanese strong style. You don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, I know what I'm talking about.
I still don't think you wanted to know. I think that they were missing the point still. But
it was a rough one last night, folks.
But it was so much fun. You can still see that replay. We did not take it down if you want. And there might actually be two videos, because at one point in Junction, a real weird thing happened. The internet crashed across the board, and it was during the right at the beginning of the main event. Yeah. And it came back. We got it back up real quickly, but it was weird. It like there was nobody in the store, so there's nobody draining on us. So we don't know what happened, but whatever. It is what it is. And I think it was Cody shadow banning us.
Yeah, and if you do watch it and you watch it as AEW is playing, just know that you didn't get the timing right, so you don't know exactly what I'm oohing and eyeing about. Plausible deniability.
Yes, yes. But we had a great time, so before we even go anywhere, I don't think I need to tell you already. Follow twitch.tv/6osomepodcast. We're up to like 100 and 506. We meet our goal. This week, me and Diesel will be getting together to do the one chip Ooh. Challenge. I hear my wife wants to be present for this shit, too. We're gonna die. So this weekend, I did not have a stream this weekend planned out, so this weekend, me and you are doing it.
All right.
We'll get you the dates and times. So if you want to see me and Diesel possibly have a hemorrhage, maybe we'll add something into it. Ooh, maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the McDonald's time.
Ooh, I'm down.
Think about it. I mean, I know I'm on a diet, but I'll break the diet for a day. We'll do the one chip challenge. After we get our mouths, whatever, then it'll be mukbang. We'll talk, ask us anything, mukbang time. With the family pack for McDonald's, and see if our two fat asses can get through it, which I'm pretty sure we can easily.
Which the original bet was we each get our own family pack, correct?
Yes, that's where we're still going.
This is going to be a good one.
Two Big Macs, two large fries, two large drinks.
A 20-piece?
And a 20-piece nugget, I think.
That 20-piece is going
to
be the
diet. I'm going to have to look that up again. But yeah.
Oh, good luck, guys.
I'm on a diet, but fuck it, I'm in.
Oh, I gave up caring a long time ago, folks.
It's not going to hurt my diet overall for one day of me going balls to the wall. I'm probably going to have to shit a lot, let's be honest, because it's McDonald's. But whatever. We'll get you to it. Probably Saturday, but we'll get you the exact date once we work that out. Because Ken M has to be here to commentate the chip eating. Because... I don't know how much. All you really are going to hear when we do the chip eating is literally this.
Fuck that shit.
Also, that will be the sound of Diesel the next day on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Can we also get him to commentate the mukbang?
No. Well, yeah, he's already here. We might as well do the mukbang.
Just try to gross him out with Big Mac sauce dripping down my face.
I also want to see if I can get him to try the mukbang because he is slightly smaller than us. Maybe, but I think he probably would have the possibility of putting it all down.
Yeah, yeah. That's the slender guys you got to watch out for.
Exactly. But anyways, let's jump back into the saddle again. Let's hit you guys off with those opening, we'd like to do them opening plugs. So where's that at? There it is. I almost lost the song. Ha! So if you guys want to hit us up about anything we talk about or just want to say hi or whatever, or suggest us something to do in a future Talking Nerd or whatever segment, you can hit us up on our social medias. We're at 3 Fat Nerds Podcast on Facebook. Like and share the page. We're also at 3 Fat Nerds Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you also, we are 3 Fat Nerds Pod on TikTok as well. We're all over the damn place. Use that hashtag 3FN whenever talking about the show. Also, make sure you've dropped by the website 8122productions.com. All the information on how to find us is there. Get all of the information, so much more, over at 8122productions.com. I already talked about twitch.tv/67podcast, so you already know. And if you would like to support us monetarily and get a ton of extra bonus content, patreon.com/8122productions is the place to go for as little as $1. It's amazing. It does help out the show. It helps us out, and you do get a lot of stuff. You get the two shows that are Patreon exclusives. I love movies. Ron talking about movies. Of course, I join him for that. And of course, the hottest show behind a paywall, Love is Scary with Dr. Derek. And trust me, you've been warned is all I'm going to say. But it is there. It is lots of fun. And we do that once a month. And of course, you also get this show, the 3 Fat Nerds Podcast, a day early. And it's the uncut, unedited, uncooked edition. That means you get the whole Patreon stuff that we were talking about earlier and the ones that we talked during the break. Speaking of McDonald's, I'm going to be talking about McDonald's in the break of this show. Just throwing that out there as well. Then also, whoa, you fucking email ruining my music. And then this is what happens when we do this shit live, fella. And of course, last but certainly not least, you get Horror Zone 607 early as well. Patreon.com/8122productions. Yeah, that was a horrible time for an email to come in. And it was one of my Weight Watchers emails, too.
Oh.
So they must have heard me say something about McDonald's and Family Meal.
Oh, they are sending out the big guns right now.
Right now, they're like, we got to reel him in. He's leading on the edge. He's talking about eating a full Family Meal to himself, son of a bitch.
That code 17, code 17.
That can't be good for business. He's going to have the meat sweats.
Oh. At least we can outrun them, because, you know.
Ayo. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what time it is, Diesel. It's it's time for this week's installment of the Nerd News. That's right. And you know what? It's not a very, I mean, there's always a lot of news in the world. But the ones that we were picking to cover, there wasn't a ton that like faced our interest this week. This is one of those weeks where it's a little low for us. That's fine, because I have no qualms. We did talk about a couple of the articles we did have during the Patreon break, because that's where they belonged in the beginning of the show. So, with that being said, patreon.com/8122productions, because I'm a shameless, shameless shill. Okay, you might as well call me Primetime Sam Roberts, because I shill, baby, shill. With that being said, let's start off by Zack Snyder's Justice League revealed the titles for all six parts of the movie. Also, they gave us a few more teaser trailers. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on the teaser trailers because at this point in juncture, you're either in or you're not. We all are in, and we're very cautiously... Well, some of us are cautiously optimistic. Some of us are cautiously pessimistic. Either way, we're all going to be in. Are you guys ready for the title? I mean, I know you guys already read the titles, but are you ready for me to read the titles?
Absolutely. Yes.
So remember, we talked about it last week. It's 4 hours and 10 minutes long with an intermission and title breaks, even though it's a streaming service. We do not agree with this because it's a streaming service and there's a button called pause. But here they are. First chapter is called Don't Count on It, Batman.
Okay.
Second chapter is called The Age of Heroes.
Okay.
Third chapter is called Beloved Mother, Beloved Son. This one's about fucking Martha, confirmed. fourth part is called Change Machine. I'm assuming that's the cyborg chapter. Part five is All the King's Horses.
The Aquaman
Channel. I mean, you could say that, but also we did see that that really ill-timed photo of Jared Leto as the Joker. I mean, King of Kings could be that part. And last but not least, part six is called Something Darker. Diesel, before you even say a word with that look on your face.
So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
We may be going for a record today. Last night we set one.
No, actually.
How do you feel about these titles?
I cannot wait for March 18th, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Ironically enough, both drop on the same day. We'll be talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier later on.
These titles are horrible. I am the one who is cautiously pessimistic. I'm tired of getting hurt by DC movies, and I don't think this is going to change. I think I'm still going to regret watching, and after hearing these titles, I know I'm going to regret it. Don't count on it, Batman.
Ron, you're the cautiously optimistic feller here. How do you feel about titles? Which I know you don't want them because we don't need them, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't really care whatever he wants to call it. I mean, it is whatever. We'll see how
it works. No, it is not whatever. It is part of his vision. And it is on us to catch all the small little Easter eggs, including the title screens, to appreciate his great vision. This is why I hate Snyder. Just stop. Please just stop. Okay. Quit ruining things I love.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'll be watching the Ultimate Edition of Batman versus Superman first, then this.
Somebody is a masochist, and it's not this guy.
which is surprising enough. I mean, I'm surprised you're not making other people. If you tune into Love is Scary, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a great punishment.
So, speaking, we're going to go from one title to another. But these titles have to happen. We've gotten Titans Season 3, of course. That will be coming to HBO Max. And when Titans Season 3 hits, it's 10 episodes long. They've confirmed that much. And they gave us the season, the titles of the season's names. Are you ready for them? First one. Episode 1 of Season 3 is going to be Barbara Gordon. Episode 2 is Red Hood. Mm-hmm. Episode 3 is Hank and Dove. Mm-hmm. Episode 4 is Blackfire. Mm-hmm. Episode 5 is Lazarus. Mm-hmm. Episode 6 is Lady Vic. Mm-hmm. Episode 7 is 51%. Mm-hmm. Episode 8 is Home. Mm-hmm. Episode 9 is Souls. Mm-hmm. Episode 10 is Troubled Water.
Okay.
Do you have any insights on any of those, Ron?
Well, they already shown that it was Red Hood's going to show up, so that's obviously there. Obviously, they're going to pull in Barbara Gordon, obviously. It's just, I don't know the full story arc that they're going with on Season 3, but Season 1 and Season 2 were great.
Are they going to the Lazarus Pits?
Well, obviously somebody dies and they'll have to, so the question is it really going to be Tim or not, or somebody else? Like, Or are they going to try to bring back Aqualad because he died like 100 years ago or something? If you actually watch the story, it's the reason why they broke up was because they killed the Aqualad, and so it was like, yeah, Deathstroke killed him. Spoilers, but it was the driving force for the last season.
I'll have to take your word for it.
It's actually really solid.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Blackfire, obviously, the Starfire sister shows up to take her back home to be queen, blah, 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 blah.
And then, hey, the last episode, home.
Yeah, huh. That's probably when she goes, when she leaves.
All right. I agree with you. I think that they've been very good about their episode titles tying into the show. So
I mean, they can learn something from Snyder, but
there is no date currently of when the release of Titan season 3 will be. It just said later in the year. So as soon as we know, we will let you know when that drops. They're pulling a Netflix on us. So speaking of not Netflix, let's jump over to Amazon. And of course, probably the number one show on Amazon Prime. And I mean, I'm just for my personal take, but also it does the numbers, of course, is The Boys. And of course, we know season 3 of The Boys will be coming to us later this year. What I mean later, the fall of this year.
Yes.
But they're obviously getting into production. And let's just say that The Boys are getting a little supernatural.
What?
By that, I mean Variety is reporting that the bold superhero series will also serve as a bit of a supernatural, the TV show's, reunion along the way. In addition to series creator and showrunner for The Boys, Eric Kirkpick, who created Supernatural, The Boys will be bringing in three alums from the CW series. Meredith Glenn, David Reed are expected to serve as executive producers on the new season, and Jim Michaels serving as co-executive producer as well. As a show that ran forever but was still very good for the most part, there was only a couple bogged down seasons.
Yeah,
and I know you're a huge fan. And I know you have you watched The Boys?
I have not yet watched The Boys yet. I have to get there.
Is this getting you more to tune into The Boys quicker, knowing that there's a bigger supernatural impact in this show?
Not really, because I've heard nothing but good things about it. So it just means to me that it obviously will continue to be as good. Because, like, I mean, after 15 seasons of Supernatural, like, even though season 9 was horrible and season 10 was eh, but that's where the last two seasons they were supposed to be canceled. So, like, there's no special effects in either of those seasons. And the special effects that were there were horrible, like Generation 1 CGI stuff, which is fine. It was a TV show anyways. But this, the fact that they have all worked together, and Jensen Ackles is a, you know, hell of an actor. So I'm good with it.
I was never a Supernatural fan, just never got into it. So, and I've held off on watching The Boys ever since we were going to do something for that. But we got to figure out when.
We are going to do that.
I do have Amazon Prime, and I've been like, oh, I don't want to cheat on the podcast, people. I kind of want to start watching it.
You don't want to cheat on us?
Yeah, so I've been a good boy. That's why I've been watching some bad MCU movies lately.
I love it. He's X-Men. Like some bad MCU movies.
MCU movies.
Oh, MCU.
So that brings us into something that's near and dear to our hearts, well, especially Ron's heart, is that we know that we are going to be getting next year, I do believe in the beginning of the next year, is going to be coming out the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Yes.
The new Dungeons & Dragons movie. Of course, there was one back in the year 2000. Do you really like to talk about those older ones or no?
Well, there's three technically, but you know.
are any of them good?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, we already knew that they had casted some pretty big names for this movie. Chris Pine is attached to this movie as, I think, the lead hero in the movie. Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, and Bridgerton star Jean Page. I almost said that because that all goes to God. Bridgerton star Rigay Jean Page. Say that five times fast, Diesel.
Jean Page.
Well, say the whole thing, though.
No.
Bridgerton.
No. Not even going to try that one.
So anyways, this week, on top of all of them, which we already knew about, we have found out who the villain's going to be. And the villain is going to be famous English actor Hugh Grant.
Woohoo!
Diesel, are you a fan of Hugh Grant?
Honestly, say I do not get Hugh Grant. I did remember liking 9 Months as a kid, but Hugh Grant's movies, I was not the target demographic.
How about you? Are you excited? You're the D&D guy. Are you excited for Hugh Grant in this movie? Are you excited for this movie, period?
I don't I have low expectations on this movie. Like, hopefully it does all right, but, you know, it is what it is.
He is a prim and proper English actor, so it could be good.
Well, it is slated to come out on May 27th, 2022. It goes on, I'm sure you will hear all the news from us over here at the Three Fat Nerds. As, like I said, we have a good tie-in over here with our good friend
we'll
Ron.
We'll see how it goes.
Much like Burger King, he knew what was up.
Well, I always like to end the news with something fun, and I sent these gentlemen something this week, and I was wondering how it turned out for them, because I got no responses from you. There was our good friend, WWE personality, and Diesel's favorite female wrestler, of course, on International Women's Day. This is great to bring up. Paige announced to the world that she had an OnlyFans. And she, on that OnlyFans, or actually, she said, I have an OF and sent the link. Diesel, did you click the link?
I clicked the article. I did not click the link. And as a troll, I fell even harder in love with this woman. As when you click the link, it takes you to Home Depot's webpage with the search on for OnlyFans. Ceiling fans.
Yes, oscillating fans.
Oh, so good. Oh, if she would have me, I would marry her.
Ron, did you click on the...
I didn't click on any of it, but I was just like, I thought it was funny. I was like, hey, whatever.
So oh, yeah. Oh, no. I clicked the link, and I was like, oh, please let there be something. All right. It's not what I wanted, but it is hilarious.
Rumor has it that Diesel ordered a fan for the ceiling.
You know, one or two.
So thank you, Paige, for getting Diesel to make his house cooler in the summer months that are coming upon us.
You know, because, you know, she sent me a secret message saying, like, this is her Amazon wish list, so this is how I get in.
Ah!
Fucking simps.
Unfortunately, that was not really her. It was one of those ones that, this is the real Paige from WWE. I need you to send me Amazon wish list. Have you ever seen those messages? They're fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're not the real Paige. They're like, I is the real Paige. And they spell it wrong. if you've never seen those, they're fun. They're funny.
They are interesting.
Well, that is going to end this week's edition of the Nerd News. But don't worry, because we're getting ready to enter...
Welcome to Smash Corner this week. No major news other than the updated on who's playing the villain for the D&D movie, which we just talked about. All the new books we already know about. So just a quick little thing this week is what rules. Like, somebody was asking me, like, if a wizard was actually to sit there and prepare a spell list, how long would it take? I'm like, if you don't fast forward through that, just say he does it. And you really want to figure out how much time it takes. Yeah, that's just one of those things you just say happens. like technically, if you do, it breaks down to like minutes. So it just goes, each spell is a certain amount of minutes depending on level. So if you just start at level 9 and work your way down, like just to do level 9 spells and level 8 spells, it's like 215 minutes. And then you just go, and then you just trickle down, blah, 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 just... fast forward through that. Like, you don't have to be that technical with this game. It's kind of like, you know, if somebody makes a bonfire, like, you don't have to be like, oh, did you find dry wood? Did you, like, just let them do it. There's enough, you know, there's the joke in this game that a 5-minute battle takes 2 hours in game time, and a, you know, 5-mile walk takes 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just fast forward through stuff. Yes, I understand. If I have played with people that have been very technical, they want to know how much weight is in your backpack, how much weight can you carry, blah, blah, blah. Like, when you find gold, how much, you know, you can't take it all because you can't carry it all, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, who cares? If you really want to play that way, that's fine. Just find a group that understands that's how it's all going to go, and they got to keep track of all that stuff. You don't need to keep track of all that stuff.
Is there like an addendum to the books where it's like, all right, this pickaxe is going to weigh 5 pounds?
And there's weights and everything.
Okay.
So you can find the weights for everything. And there is, you know, depending on your strength, will depend on how much weight you can carry. And depending on your size and your race will also increase or decrease that, depending what you're doing. So it's fine if you like. I'm not upset with the whole thing of keeping track of like the weight of stuff. That just stops from.
Yeah, you can't loot an entire castle and take everything on your knapsack.
Right, and which that one doesn't bother me as much. But to sit there and be like, oh, my wizard is going to sit here and study his spells in the morning before we go out. Okay, well, that's fine. And then, like, if the DM's like, oh, well, okay, so now you guys don't leave until roughly almost noon.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't matter. That's less sun time. The wizard's holding us up. We might have to cannibalize him for the good of the group.
He can cast light. It'll be fine. He's probably an elf. He has dark vision. He'll be fine. Like, it's just one of those things like that. You don't really need to be that technical. Like, usually I rope it into when they do the long rest that the wizard just studies the spells before he goes to bed or whatever, or before he's on watch or while he's on watch.
What if he broke into the mead? He got a little drunk and then he didn't study his spells and he completely forgot.
Yeah.
And then we run into an encounter. Well, then he's ill prepared.
He is ill prepared.
And he costs us my rogue.
Well, he wouldn't cost you a rogue, but you know.
We don't know that. He could fuck up and hit fireball and target and hit friendly fire.
You can't. Well, if you're a rogue, you have evasion, so therefore you don't take damage.
Yeah, but she's evading the big bad, not her ally.
It's still a dexterity saving throw, and you would probably pass it, and because you have evasion, you wouldn't take any damage. So
maybe she's on the drawbridge, and like she falls off in that situation because she evaded it, but then fell to her untimely death.
Well, that she would only do that if she
actually... All because this guy wouldn't study. Listen to me, kids. Stay in school. Study.
But overall, it's just... You don't have to be technical with all the little stupid stuff. Like, you can just move on and play the game and just keep the game at a decent pace. Like I said, I've played both types of groups. I've played where it's been really lackluster. Like, it just didn't matter. And if that's the group and that's how they want to do it, that's fine. If you want to be very technical, it's not my gameplay. So those groups that I was in, I never really stuck around that long. Like, I played a session. I played a whole encounter, but it's just like, yeah. After, you know, technically watching everything. And then of course, if you know you're doing it, then you got to watch your weight and stuff. Then it's just like, okay, the first thing I'm getting is a bag of holding. Like, it just kind of puts you in a place that you already know what you're doing. And I kind of like the fact of depending on what's going on around you is a better way of making your character go. Then being like, oh, okay, so since I got to do this, I need a bag of holding, I need this, that, and that. So those are the first five things that I'm finding, no matter what. And, you know, it came to the point where my game groups back in the day when Ring of Substance was an actual thing that just made sure that you didn't need food, the first and major encounter they would have, they would all find Ring of Substance. Took care of the food. Took care of food, eating food and water and drink and all that stuff. Just because I didn't want them to have to worry about it.
What if the sorcerer over there pissed me off and when they slept I stole it?
Okay, then they get hungry.
Do I get, like, fat?
No.
Because I have two rings on?
No.
What about if I have five rings on? What if I go full Thanos snap?
Well, if rings of substance, you can only have one on that works at a time. And
I could have 11 on at a time, just so you know.
Well, maybe 12 if you're painfully average. but you can only have three rings attuned to you at a time.
Seymour needs fed.
Well, I gotcha. But you can only have three rings attuned at a time, I believe, in 5th edition. So, and having multiple rings of the same thing is kind of stupid. And Ring of Substance in 5th edition is not anywhere nearly as good as it used to be.
What if I want to go full serial killer route and, like, betray my party?
You can.
And I make them swallow their ring.
Okay.
Do they still get the benefits of having the ring?
Well, yeah, it's inside them.
Okay.
Then in 2 to 3 days, when they poop it out, then they lose it, and then they got to put it back.
No, I'm not second harvesting a ring, dude. That's horrible. That's horrible. Why would you even suggest that, you sick bastard?
I'm just saying, dude, if you want to play that way.
Jesus.
Well, that's pretty much all I got. You know, just, you know, the shortcut rules. You know, there's plenty of them that you can shortcut. You know, you don't need to be.
And if there's a very technical group out there and you want to show them what's what, send them my way.
Well, with that, that's going to bring us to the end of the Dungeon Master's Corner. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking nerd. Diesel's going to do a victory lap about WandaVision. What? Also, before he does his victory lap, there was some breaking news that hit as we're recording. We're going to talk about that. And last but certainly not least, that'll be time for the main event of the show. Diesel's movie, triple stuff, all that and more when we come back from this break.
All right, guys, this is Jill Whitlow from Night of the Creeps, and you are listening to the incredible, vivacious Three Fat Nerds. Stepping around social landmines, you dodge depression with self-medication. I'm dying to some real bad headlines, the comments of kids getting smashed on the front lines. So take it with that decision, it's been for precision in every word. Stop that from the phone, get inside, you can't
write it. I'm a go bob, it's gone nuts, kinda scary. Jobs to cover, I'm really a revolutionary. Bounty hunter, gunner, don't lead, white blood. See me, I've been feeling cause we gonna get fucked up. 21B, homie, you can't afford this. Magnet guard with a little rigor mortis. No token, but no cloaking device. Just reliable recovery for a reasonable price. I got four compass, you can call them clones. Look how it shine, you can call it chrome. Import AI with mine and four chassis. The fit decline is crazy if you ask me. Take a backseat in my Chevrolet. Let me tell you about my plan to make a better day. Let me tell you who I am and how I paved the way. Made a code for how to say, I can't help it, Dave.
We are back in the break here. Shout out to MC Chris. Of course, if you're not listening to MC Chris, what are you doing with your life?
Shout out Hesh.
That as well. What are you doing with your life? Anyways, we're back for some talking nerd, but before we dive into Diesel's victory lap, because Diesel does have a victory lap this week, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure he can't, I promise it will be as spoiler-free as possible, but I'm going to let him take his lap because he deserves that. We have some breaking news that came up while we've been recording. So, it looks like some people have gotten to see at least part of the Snyder Cut already. And I'm not talking about press release. I'm not talking about an early screener. I'm talking about people who tuned into Tom and Jerry.
Oh, no.
So, it has been reported and confirmed by HBO Max that there was a mix-up. Some people, midway through Tom and Jerry this past week, got about to the one-hour mark, and then viewers said it switched over to Zack Snyder's Justice League. The streamer fixed the mix-up, and after about an hour, people were booted out of the movie. Other users have said that they just started the movie up, and Justice League just came right on. It never even went to Tom and Jerry. And allegedly, some of them, they thought that they caught it quick enough. There are some people who are claiming that they saw pretty much the whole 4 hours.
Ooh, fired, so fired.
So, that's Botchamania in the real world, ladies and gentlemen.
Or that's Tyler Durden out there just getting it out there for the people.
I mean, I don't know if that's the same audience, though. So, I feel like I would be disappointed if my kid was younger and they wanted to really watch Tom and Jerry and all of a sudden it's this Snyder Cut. If it wasn't good, the kid's going to be mad.
No. False flag. I'm calling it right now. This is a false flag operation. This never happened. They are just trying to increase the numbers of Tom and Jerry. Maybe if I order Tom and Jerry, I'll get this fucking Snyder Cut early. That's all this is.
It's a cash grab. But think about it. Tom and Jerry was pretty huge though. So I don't know.
Pretty huge, but it could always make more money.
I just also want to point out that, remember when this happened in the Canadian movie theater? When they went to see one of the kids' movies and The Curse of La Llorona started playing?
Yes.
And we reported on this. And the opening scene, if you've never seen Curse of La Llorona, sorry, spoiler alert. The opening scene is of the person who is the curse, La Llorona, if you will. It was how that started. She drowns her children in the lake. That is the opening scene of the fucking movie. And it was a kids' movie that they put it in front of. I can't remember which one, Ron. The other mix-up, what's happened in the States, was Toy Story 4 and the new Child's Play movie came out on the same day. And there were some theaters that mixed up the two copies. But the opening of that movie, well, it depends on how long they went. Because it was a little while before the guy commits suicide by jumping out the window. Because yes. It's shortly into the movie.
Yes.
But that's not up close like La Llorona is. No. That's a little traumatizing, good sir.
Well, what movie was that?
I forgot, but it's not important now.
That is a good correction. Like, your little asshole kids are being little assholes at the movie theater, and they can see, hey, I better behave. I think that's good.
Oh, Jesus.
Doing the Lord's work, teaching them kids.
All right, so we're going to be, try to be Spoiler proof as well. I shouldn't say we. I mean, I'm sure me and Ron will give a quick take as well. But this is the victory lap for Diesel, because Diesel has been waiting for this for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
So we're going to try to keep it as spoiler free as possible. Diesel, I know he's going to try to do it. But Diesel, WandaVision had its finale. I know I'm going to be talking about it on the Council of Nerds. So tune into that. I do believe it'll be on the 30 and Nerdy podcast group. But Diesel, victory lap. Go ahead. Just go.
See, I don't want to like rub it in everyone's faces, because everyone had their theory and everyone was convinced that their theory was the correct one. And, you know, once they start dropping actual facts in the show, they're like, no, that still means Mephisto's here. There was no Mephisto. Agatha was the big bad. It was just a goddamn Lifetime movie spread across 9 episodes of a woman grieving. And maybe it's my back history. That's something I don't need to see. It's actually, the last 2 episodes were pretty badass. I will say that. The last 2 episodes were pretty cool. But, yeah. I was right. You were wrong. Ha ha. Na 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 boo boo. Fuck you. WandaVision sucks. Oh, I didn't see her rip out the jewel out of his head to actually kill him this time. Like, y'all thought it was going to be like that panel in the book. Oh, I love you. It didn't happen. Mephisto, Disney's not putting the goddamn Satan in the show. Ugh.
Well, also because of China too, because they don't really mess
they don't like
it. They don't like they demons don't, and shit like that.
So it probably that's why everybody thought maybe Nightmare, but
No. Too deep of a pull.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, Nightmare is probably still the lead for the Multiverse of Madness movie.
Oh yeah, but so, they adored Mamu already. So.
I don't think they were going to bring Nightmare in here either, because even though this is connected, it doesn't need to be the direct setup. You don't have to show everything.
No,
you know what I mean. I did enjoy the last few episodes.
Yeah, last 2 episodes are actually really good. Not great storytelling either, because like the ancillary characters that they brought in from the Marvel universe, who I enjoy, Agent Wu, I enjoy Darcy, like they're cool, but they. After seeing the whole arc, it seems like they just like, all right, who do we have in the roster that's not important that we can put in so people don't forget about them, but they're still really not that important.
Darcy was like pulled the Batman 66 for a woman, though.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up.
But could you have used any other character? Could you have created a new character for that?
No, absolutely.
It was just a throwaway way to get these people in there to be like,
well, they're paying them. You might as well fucking.
Maybe we'll do something with you sooner or later, but here we go.
You got to fill those contracts, bro.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm just on that.
Hey, Kat Denning me on the screen. I don't care. She can be on it.
Well, our next push forward, though, of course, you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I talk about like this, is March 18th. Falcon and Winter Soldier TV series shows up on Disney Plus every Friday. I know you're more excited for that, Diesel.
I really am. I'm kind of hoping it ends with an interracial kiss.
Oh, Jesus, Diesel.
Oh, I
wanted. You've been wanting this for every fucking episode and every series out there. You wanted this in Star Wars. You wanted this in The Mandalorian.
Because,
do you ever change what you want in a fucking show? No,
because Star Wars didn't give it to me.
Is this why you don't want? Is this why you didn't like WandaVision? Because it wasn't going to happen?
No, because that was an abomination in the eyes of God. Woman and machine?
Oh, jeez.
No. No, I'm super excited for this. It looks great. I love the buddy cop-esque thing. I love, because I've been watching a lot of the old MCU movies lately, I love their interactions with each other. Like, I really do. I think they have great chemistry together on screen. They're hilarious together. And I think this is actually the one villain from an Avengers movie who's won being brought back. So I'm super excited. Cannot wait.
I agree with you.
Even if they give me the slow burn, I'll be happy with this one at least. Because I don't need a slow burn when it comes to grief and the loss of a loved one.
I was going to say, Diesel's already used to the burn.
Oh.
Every morning. Anyways. I'm super on board with Falcon and Winter Soldier. Cannot wait for it to start up. Like I said, I did like WandaVision at the end. I actually didn't even like, I liked how it ended. I thought doing it in a different way where nobody was right about it was pretty awesome.
Yes.
I didn't necessarily need to see one of the 50 million fucking, this is really what's going to happen that we were being told over and over again. But.
And even after it happened, no, this is really what they meant. No,
I love when they double down. It's kind of like, it's kind of like AEW with Revolution.
Yeah.
Like, we saw the dud. You don't have to lie to us.
And it was funny too, because after the finale, Emma Caulfield had an interview. She's like, it was kind of weird being like the red herring. Like, you know, people were like, oh, it's got something. She's got to have something to do with it.
Nope. Yo, I'd feel fucking amazing if I was the actor that was the red herring.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my favorite moment.
Or the third person on the cast was Deborah Jo Rupp. Kitty Foreman.
Yep.
Was on screen for what? 7 minutes in the entire span of the show?
Uh-huh.
Third build.
Yeah.
Third build. Another red herring.
They took the Scream role. Think about it. Scream had Drew Barrymore build up front, and she gets killed first.
But so,
it's good shit, man. Yeah. I like I said, I do like how it ended, though.
The outfit.
That did stuff for you?
Oh, yeah.
Move the needle?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
More or less than Thunder Rosa?
Way more. Way more. But I know it would be a problem because redheads are batshit crazy.
Well, with that being said, that was just a little victory lap for Diesel. We can't wait to bring you Falcon and Winter Soldier. And once again, keep your eyes open because we will be advertising it. I am joining the Council of Nerds. Actually, we're recording tonight. A little peek behind the baseball when we record this. So I don't know when it's going to come out this week, but we will definitely let you know. But I think it's time for the main event of the evening, Diesel. I can't believe I'm playing Dave Matthews Band.
Welcome back to Diesel's movie Triple Stuff. Top five this week, coming at number five, finally dropping to the bottom of the list, The Croods, A New Age, with $788,000.
That took a while.
Well, this is kind of nice because number four, we're in the millions again. So things are starting to look up in the COVID era. Boogie with $1.2 million.
Okay.
Number three, Chaos Walking with $3.7 million.
Okay.
Tom and Jerry in number two with $6.6 million on its second week. That's pretty good.
Okay.
And then number one, Raya and the Last Dragon with $8.5 million.
No surprise there. By the way, shout outs Kelly Marie Tran getting it back out there, especially after all that bullshit from The Last Jedi and how people treated her. Now she's getting gleaming respect for her voice work in that movie. Nice. So congratulations to her and congratulations to everybody involved. I've heard it's very good for, it's a family movie, obviously, and I heard it's very good.
So happy International Women's Day, taking the easy way out. Your top three favorite women in Hollywood, influential, who do you think matters in the uprising of international women's in media?
Roseanne Barr. Oh,
kind of too liberal for my liking.
I'm joking. Although, did you see that she tweeted her availability? She's single to Kanye West. Now he's getting divorced. Kanye's never mind. But with that being said, let's get to my real list because I definitely put some thought into this because I think this is a big deal. My number three most influential person, celebrity, if you will, female celebrity, is going to be Dolly Parton. She has done a ton of work for people, donated a ton of money, really put herself out there. And she's you gotta love her. As a matter of fact, right now she's championing COVID-19 vaccines.
Yep.
She just recently got hers. She's donated millions of dollars towards the vaccine, and she's also donating money towards getting everybody that wants one the vaccine as quick as possible. So kudos to her and hats off to Dolly Parton, always a class act. Number two, and it's because I think she's one of the greatest actresses to ever live, Meryl Streep. Women, and you know, there's you know, when you talk about influential women and the people who open the door, I do really feel like Meryl Streep is one of those people because she is kind of the Daniel Day-Lewis of the female Daniel Day-Lewis is what I meant to say. As whenever she's in a major role, you can rest assured she's winning the fucking Oscar, and for good reasons. And also a good human being, does a lot of humanitarian work. So on top of being able to kick that door open for everybody to follow behind, also, you know, making things happen behind the scenes is also a big thing. And last but not least, I got to say it, man, Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, man. Who has done more for humanity than fucking Oprah Winfrey, man? Just super, like, honestly, coming from, you know, her beginnings, which is crazy to hear the fucking stories that she came from. You thought you had it bad or any of us had it bad. She had it worse than everybody. To come from that level of dirt poorness and abuse to being the, you know, one of the richest women in the world. But she doesn't just sit back and just collect money. She donates a lot of money. She donates a lot of time, and she's still doing big things. So Oprah Winfrey, man, is, I think, the most influential, in my opinion, in the world. Ron, your top three most influential women.
Going with number three, Charlize Theron.
Very good.
You know, just because she's a hell of an actress, and she does do a lot of side stuff. Number two, I'm going to say Emily Blunt.
Right on.
I mean, and then number one is going back in the day of Star Trek, Nichelle Nichols. Because, you know, without that first interracial kiss on TV, you never know what could happen.
When things all went wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I like, she's a hell of an actress, yeah. And she's done a lot of stuff in her years.
All right. So, yeah, everyone expects me to do the funny thing and just be an asshole, but I'm not. I'm actually going to do a legit list.
I already stole that when I said Roseanne.
All right. Number three, Catherine Bigelow.
Okay.
The talented former Mrs. Cameron, who directed The Hurt Locker.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Great. Yep. Very talented. Very talented.
One of the best female directors.
Yes.
Number two, Patty Jenkins, who's doing big things now.
Yeah. Bro, Patty Jenkins is amazing.
Yeah. And then number one, we're going with an actual actress. I think she has done directorial work too, but married to one of my favorite directors, Frances McDormand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
One of the best actors, and in the Me Too movement, like, she was one of the ones who was actually putting her voice out there for a good reason, and I really appreciate her.
Absolutely. Can't say enough good stuff. That's a really good list, man. I think everybody had a great list. And there's so many more. So I would just say, you know, good day to honor all wonderful women out there and keep up the great, awesome fucking work. But you're not done honoring them yet. The Diesel's Movie Club pick is in honor. What you got?
Same thing. We're going with one of my favorite films in recent years, Lady Bird.
It's an official release date, technically, was September 1st of 2017 at Telluride. And then November 3rd, 2017 was this actual wide release. It's 94 minutes long. It was distributed by A24 Films, Universal Pictures, and Focus Features all together. It was written by Greta Gerwig. It was also directed by Greta Gerwig and produced by Scott Rudin, Eli Bush, and Evelyn O'Neill. It stars, I'm going to mess her name up, Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf, Tracy Letts, Lucas Hedges, Timothy Chalamet, Beanie Feldstein, Lewis Smith, Odiah Rush, Stephen McKinley Henderson, and so many more. Those were just the list off of IMDb from the top. And the budget of this movie was $10 million, but it raked in $80 million, and it was a nominee for Best Movie. And Diesel thought it should have won Best Movie. Why did you pick Lady Bird?
International Women's Day, going with a female movie where it's about a coming age of a teenager getting ready to go to college. Dealing with relationship issues with her mother and trying to fit in because she's from the wrong side of the tracks and all that jazz. But this was a very, very good movie. It actually touched a lot of nerves with me. I really enjoyed it, and I suggested everyone go out to see it.
Also written and directed by a woman as well. Yeah. And very good. And it came just a little short of winning the, like, literally, it was this, I do believe it finished number two behind, what, it was Three Billboards won that year?
Yes.
Yeah, Three Billboards won that year, and then for the Golden Globes, I think it was when The Shape of Water. It was in the stacked year, because you had Shape of Water, you had Three Billboards, you had Lady Bird, you had I, Tonya. Like, this was a
it was definitely a stacked year
for the Oscars. But
I know it definitely came in second for the Oscar, because that, even when they put it out, what, the nominee. So, very good movie. If you've never seen it, check it out. Came out in 2017. Great movie. But you know what time it is?
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
That's right, it's game time! And Diesel's on a little bit of a winning streak over here. Can Ron dethrone him today?
No.
Of course, the rules are simple. It is the Price is Right rules until the tiebreaker if we have to go to the fourth one. We always go to the fourth one just for funsies, but if we have to go to the fourth one, that is the closest to the answer because it's obviously the tiebreaker if we had to go to four. Are you guys ready? Ron, since you are the challenger, you get to go first.
What?
IMDb out of 10 using points. What did they give Lady Bird?
8.7.
Diesel.
Ooh. 7.5.
What? By the way, both of you gentlemen, we are going to tiebreaker, obviously, but both of you gentlemen were wrong. 7.4. You were super close, though. You're only off by 0.1. I'm surprised by that. All right, let's jump over to Metacritic. Remember, this is critics only, Diesel. Out of 100%, what did they give Lady Bird?
Critics love this movie. I'm gun shy after that last one. 78%.
Ron, what did they give Lady Bird?
50%.
Diesel wins the point. This they gave it 94% on Metacritic.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Ron, you're up next. Rotten Tomatoes, combined score out of 100%. What did they give Lady Bird?
Combined score?
Yes, it's the
combined 93%. Score. I'm going right for it.
He's going high.
You fuck.
Diesel.
The reason I went to see this movie, because when it was in theaters, it was listed at 100%. And I was like, I got to see what 100%.
Yeah, it dropped by then.
Oh, I know. It's
4 years later.
93 is a good answer. 93 is a damn good answer.
Do you think are you safe to think you're going higher, or should you go slightly lower to hedge the bet in case it's 92 or 91?
I think I gotta play asshole Price is Right rules. I'm going lower. I think I have to. Because I think it came down more than 10 points, so I'm thinking it's like in the mid 80s. So I'm gonna go 50%. I'm just gonna $1, Bob.
Ron gets the point. By the way, it did come down to 99%.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It lost only 1% in 4 years. Oh. Congratulations.
It was a great movie.
All right, here it comes. It comes to the whole kit and caboodle, the tiebreaker. This is whoever gets the closest. Google users, Diesel, out of 100%, what did they give Lady Bird?
Oh, it's got to be lower. It mathematically has to be lower. 92.
Ron.
80.
Oh, don't tell me I lost from one of my favorite
movies. Your winner and new champion is Ron. He was only 4% off, and you did go over, too. 84% on Google users.
I almost
you were only off by 7 points, though. He was off by 4, so he did edge you out.
I almost had 85.
You would have been one off, then. You still would have won, because it doesn't matter if you go over or not at that point. Wow.
That's why I dropped it back down to 80. I was like, oh.
Closest.
Definitely.
Good job. Good job for Ron. Yeah. Ron, giving you a round of applause. They dethroned Diesel's month-long
reign. I didn't think I'd win this one, actually. Especially after that first two.
Good job, man. Good job. So, with that being said, though, we need to go to that business then, because we got to pay them bills. It's time for them shameless plugs. That means if you can hear my voice, that means you know how to find us. But do your friends know how to find us? Do their friends know how to find us? It's simple. You tell them to type in 3 Fat Nerds anywhere they get podcasts. Boom, there we are. Might as well just smash that subscribe button so you can get our shows downloaded to you every week instantly.
We're also on Facebook. Type in that search bar, 3 Fat Nerds Podcast. You're going to find our page. You're going to like our page. You're going to comment, rate, review. Help us spread the word of nerd.
We're also on Twitter and Instagram at 3 Fat Nerds Pod. And guess what? We're also on TikTok, 3 Fat Nerds Pod on TikTok. Remember, for all the social medias, use that hashtag 3FN whenever talking about the show.
And if you need to email us for any reason, 3FatNerdsPod@gmail.com.
All right, here's the double duty here. If you aren't following already, you should be. Twitch.tv/607podcast every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We come with you for some MTG Arena from the MTG Nerds. Myself, Diesel's joining us. Hopefully this week he'll be joining us again. And our good friend Parker, we're all playing Magic. Well, we talk shit. It's a lot of fun. We usually try to do 2 of those a week. We don't have a set date on the weekends. It's either Friday or Saturday night. Stay tuned. Make sure you check it in. And make sure you follow the MTG Nerds on Twitter at MTG Nerds 607. Also, every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless Ken M gets out earlier, which I heard he is this week, so keep your eyes posted for where we're going. The Wrestling Show, talking all things pro wrestling, and you want to tune in this week, because trust me, I'm going to spit hot fire like I'm Dylon. I'm just throwing that out there. So make sure you're following. You get those alerts. Make sure you're following the social medias, and we'll also alert you as there as well. Also, if you'd like to support the show monetarily for as little as $1 a month and get a ton of extra bonus content, you can do that at patreon.com/8122productions.
Did you say 8122 Productions?
I sure as hell did, Diesel.
As in H to the double T to the P to the colon to the double backslash to the 81 double deuce productions. .com.
That's right, 8122productions.com for all things 8122 Productions. Find out about what we're about here at the 3 Fat Nerds Podcast, The Wrestling Show, and Horror Zone 607. Plus, you can find out about our friends of the show, like the Ocho Duro Parley Hour Podcast. Also, are the musical guests that you hear on here. You know, the people who do our theme music, that would be Shout at the Robots. Make sure you're checking them out. Also, Second Suitor, Floodlands, and of course, Tom Jolu. I almost always forget to put Tom Jolu. I got to get him on the website. That's why I don't want to forget him. He did the live show here for DMGathon. It was fucking phenomenal. I just want to throw that out there as well. Make sure you're definitely checking him out. And of course, our good friends, the Foss Fiends from Melbourne, Australia. Check all them out on Spotify, YouTube Music, and of course on Bandcamp. Support them. They're pretty fucking awesome. And of course, there's a whole section for our sponsors. Our local sponsors. But we're going to give them a shout out because we love them. First, starting with the people who provide us with the 8122 Production Studios. Of course, that's Dragon Master Games, located at 1235 Upper Front Street in Binghamton, New York. For all your Magic the Gathering gaming needs, visit them online at DragonMasterGames.com. And if you're in the 607 or driving through or whatever and you want to find out what's going on in the shop, go ahead and make sure you like that Facebook page, Dragon Master Games.
Yeah, thank you to Rexter Rods Auto Detailing, located at 2004 North Street, Endicott, New York. To call for an appointment, call 607-644-3389. When you're ready to put pride back in your ride, don't forget to tell them the 3 Fat Nerds sent you.
Run!
1 out of 10 stars. Waste of time. A lot of time. I don't see what all the hype is about this movie. I think it's rather pointless that they spent as much time and effort to recreate the ship itself, make it as real as possible, and then create a stupid fictional love story to go along with it. I mean, the boat sank. It took 3.5 hours to tell that story. Come on, get serious. I've got better things to do, like rinse my eyes out with paint thinner. Ever wonder why Titanic made so much money? 4 words, 13-year-old girls. That's all who else is shallow enough to see this movie more than once. My little sister, in fact, saw it 8 times. 8. That's almost 26 hours wasted watching that pansy DiCaprio whine about love. Do you realize that at $10 a ticket, 183,530,000 tickets were sold, each ticket wasting 3.25 hours of the viewer's life? 596,472,500 hours have been wasted on this show, and that if each person lived an average of 70 years, 69,811 years, or 997 lives have been wasted watching the Titanic. James Cameron's effectively murdered 997 people.
I want to point out, as much time as it took him to figure out that math, is about the amount of time, it probably was longer than the time that he just wasted on me right now.
Titanic just sucks, people.
It's nice to know that incels existed back then, too. The reason you're not getting laid is because you're writing this review and doing all that math. And no, moms, this was the Aquaman of the 90s. Mothers were going to see that. Grandmothers were going to see it. And they smelled the goddamn movie theater like a goddamn bumblebee can of tuna. Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Timbo 34 was the narrator of that. I might keep that one for the end of the year one, because that was pretty good.
I just also want to point out that you could definitely sense some jealousy of his sister going. He probably wanted to go some whatever shitty movie was out in the 90s. He was like, I want to go see this movie, and his sister won out every time. That's probably why he really hates the movie. And then he wasn't getting laid like DiCaprio.
I mean, come on.
He posted this in 2000.
Then how the fuck? Like, even worse. Even worse. I wonder if did he post it about his time back in the past, or if that was going down in 2000, he's got worse issues than we thought.
June 14th, 2000.
I want to know how old issues. That guy was when he wrote this review, because if he was like 20s or, you know, teens or older, you got to see some good titty meat in that movie. Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
For Diesel, a PG-13 boomy.
All I want to tell you, Diesel, is paint me like one of your French girls, Diesel.
Oh, I'm not as talented, but it'll be a nice little stick figure, and you'll look like a goddamn tripod.
I love it. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, so much. Hopefully we entertained you this week like we try to do each and every week. We will be back next week to give you the same entertainment here on the 3 Fat Nerds podcast. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I've only got one thing left to say, and that is later, nerds.
Later.
Burger King matters.
Titanic just sucks. We'll be right back.